Grace and peace are yours in abundance, in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for our consideration this morning is a special reading taken from Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34. It says, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." This is God's word. Friends in Christ, in this brief verse from Proverbs, God reveals a prescription for national strength that is surprisingly simple. It's worth mentioning that this word of God says nothing about imports or exports or tariffs, inflation or deflation, unemployment, bailouts, campaign finance reform. Shockingly, it doesn't even mention the word representative democracy. Yet these words are incredibly practical. They drill down into the root cause of everything helpful and the root cause of everything destructive to our nation. Here it is again, Proverbs 14, verse 34, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people," or as an alternate translation says, "Doing what is right makes a nation great, but sin will bring disgrace to any people." Sin destroys. Doing the right thing for the right reason builds a nation. When God warns that sin will bring disgrace to any people, this is not theory or pessimism. It's history. Just one example. Where is the mighty Roman Empire today? That's right. It no longer exists. Sin will bring disgrace to any people, no matter how wealthy, how large, how proud, or how brilliant. If our plans disregard divine truth, smile on sin, and dethrone God, no matter how ingenious we think they may be, they will fail. However, that's not the only word God has for us. Remember, he also says, "Righteousness exalts a nation. Doing what is right makes a nation great." This, too, is history. Wherever people have been inspired by Jesus Christ to do what's right, they have proven themselves to be the salt of the earth that has prevented societal decay. Early Christianity changed the world of its day, exalting things like marriage and children and parenthood and life itself, not to mention valuing serving those who could not serve themselves, helping those that everyone else that just throw them on the garbage heap. The Christians went in there and cared for them. And these things still happen when Christians are courageous enough to live out their faith. Now, of course, Christians must vote prayerfully and intelligently. But more than this, the United States needs Christians to be Christian. To not just go to church, but to be the church. To be the body of Christ in motion. So that our fellow citizens will be attracted to the goodness of Jesus that they glimpse in us. Every single day, Americans are bombarded with promises of happiness. If you'll just buy this product. The Christian church has something far better for our people. The one power that can create a clean heart and a right spirit. And that is the news of Jesus' cleansing blood and victorious resurrection. You see, to overcome the disgrace of sin for you and for me, God did not simply overlook our sin. Instead, He sent Jesus to carry my sin and yours. He sent Jesus to be crushed for my sin and yours on the cross. He sent His Son to stand before the bar of eternal justice and plead guilty for us. To take upon Himself everything wrong in our lives, to bring us full forgiveness of our sins, and to open the gate to heaven itself, to open the gate to a new understanding of ourselves, to open the gate to a new relationship with Him starting now. This is the most vital message in human history. Your Heavenly Father invites you to turn around and come to Him, trusting that reconciliation and peace and forgiveness and a new lease on life are real, thanks to Jesus and His journey to the cross through death and the grave to lasting life. This is what our country needs. More than any legislation or government program, you see, you and I have been chosen as ambassadors by whom people are introduced to Jesus and the great gifts He loves to give. In these crucial, decisive days, we have the freedom to speak of Jesus and to peaceably come together around His word and sacraments. Let's boldly seize the opportunity this freedom gives us to broadcast in word and deed the power and love of Jesus. And with the power and love of Jesus in more American hearts, we can be that nation that does what is right. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we enjoy great freedom in this land. We give You deep thanks for it. Inspire us to use this freedom to proclaim the good news of Jesus and to love and serve our neighbors. Help us to be citizens of the United States and citizens of Your kingdom who love to do what is right. In Jesus' name, amen.